In this week's parsha, we read about the halacha of the ben soira emaira, the rebellious and disobedient child. Rashi explains that the root of the word soira is sar, to stray. This child has drifted and deviated from the path set forth by his ancestors. Chazal tell us, ben soira emaira lahoye v'le'osad lios. This is one of the three mitzvahs in the Torah that never happened and never will happen. So even though in practice an actual ben soira emaira will never happen, but Hashem placed it in the Torah to teach us a profound lesson. And what is that lesson? The Pasuk says, this child does not listen b'koil aviv v'koil imay. He doesn't listen to the voice of his father or to the voice of his mother. We know that every word in the Torah is concise. So why is it that the word b'koil is repeated twice? The Pasuk could have simply said, enenu shomei b'koil aviv v'imay. He does not listen to the voice of his father and his mother. Why the redundancy of the word b'koil? And the answer is that with this repetition, the Torah is teaching us a very powerful lesson in chinuch habanim. When a man and a woman marry, it is imperative that they share common goals and united vision for the family they hope to build. But often, the husband and wife don't see eye to eye. Sometimes, it's because they themselves have different ambitions. They have different hashkafas, different ideology. And as a result, they don't present a united front for their children. So the Torah is telling us, Enenu Shemeya, do you know why this child does not listen? It's because, Bekoil Aviv Ivekoil Imer. There are two voices in the house. The child is exposed to multiple conflicting messages. And when each parent pulls them in a different direction, the child receiving those mixed signals can end up Chas V'Shalom being a Ben Soira Emaira. Every morning, we pray for the spiritual well-being of our children. We say, V'ni anachnu v'tzetzu'enu kilanu yoyde shemecha. May we and our children and grandchildren should all live a Torah life. But we also add, v'tzetzai amcha beis Yisrael. Unfortunately, we all know somebody, perhaps a family member, or a friend or a neighbor, that is struggling with a child. So every morning, when we say those words, we should have them in mind. They should also find the sweetness in Yiddishkeit, and have a connection to Torah. The Yaris Devash writes that when we say Ata Giber and Shmaina Esrei, the Bracha of Tchis HaMesim, we should not only think about those who have passed away, but also of those who are physically alive, but their neshamas are spiritually dormant. They're disconnected from Yiddishkeit. So we daven that they too experience Tchis HaMesim, a resurrection of their neshama, and return to the ways of their forefathers. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story. There was a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael where the Talmidim were encouraged to write down the Rosh Yeshiva's shiurim so that by the end of the Zman, they will have the shiurim nicely organized for them to review later. And even years later, they can always go back and review their notes for that Masechta. As an incentive, at the beginning of each Zman, the yeshiva gave every boy a beautiful leather notebook to write down the notes of the shiur. One bachur struggled terribly. He couldn't focus on listening and writing at the same time. He felt inferior. He felt like a failure. Since so much of the emphasis of the yeshiva was placed on writing down the shiur of the Rosh Yeshiva. One day he approached the Rosh Yeshiva and he poured out his heart. And the Rosh Yeshiva told him, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Before I deliver my shiur, I write out my notes. So each night before you go home, come to my office and I'll give you my notebook. Copy it over and return it to me in the morning. And the boy was stunned. The Rosh Yeshiva's own notebook? He was overjoyed. Not only would he finally be able to keep up with his friends, he would have the Rosh Yeshiva's notes. That night, he eagerly began copying the Rosh Yeshiva's notes. After two pages, exhaustion overcame him, and he fell asleep. The next morning, he woke up and he was panicked. He realized there were four more pages he hadn't copied, but he had to return the Rosh Yeshiva's notebook. He gets the yeshiva, he opens up his own notebook, and he's shocked. The four missing pages were there. It was written in his notebook, but it was in a different handwriting. He examines it closely. It was his mother's handwriting. She stayed up past midnight to finish it for him. And this repeated itself night after night. Some nights he wrote it himself, some nights his mother wrote it, and some nights his father wrote it. But by the end of this man, he had a complete notebook. Not just the Rosh Yeshiva Shiurim, but a notebook filled with devotion and love and a partnership with his parents. That is the paradigm of parents presenting a united front. One voice, one message, one heart. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.